Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President from Metairie Bank. Paul, hey, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. The question is, are people, I know the answer because I'm guilty of this. Are people guilty of overspending?
I think we all are in certain respects, Scoot. And you know, going back, I guess, what was it in the 80s when the availability of credit, right, where you didn't have to have the money to buy things. I think that instant gratification took off then, and we've all kind of grown up on it. We've all had the opportunity that if we wanted something, you know, the old adage of, well, you got to wait till payday, you know, it's not the same as it was maybe for generations before us.
You know, I've mentioned, Paul, that I got my first car loan at Metairie Bank when I was young and working for a grocery store. And I think the note was $53 a month. And I was thrilled to have that. You know, as I went on and bought cars, I never cared how much the car cost. I only cared how much the monthly note was. And if I could get a monthly note to a certain point, it's like I didn't care what I was spending, even though I was spending a lot more than I probably should spend for the vehicle. And now my car's paid off, and I just kind of want to sit on this and enjoy having no car payment for a while. And I love my car, so I'm happy with that. But I didn't care what the car ultimately cost. I mean, it could cost, you know, a lot of money, and with the interest, it's going to be a lot of money. All I cared about was, well, can I pay it every month? And that's really not the good attitude to have.
Well, you're right, and that kind of goes back to, Scoot, as I know in my generation and definitely generations beyond after me, we're not teaching real financial literacy and understanding interest rates and understanding things. We're not that curriculum is no longer really offered in school. And I know the Louisiana Bankers Association, along with support of a lot of the community banks here in the state of Louisiana, have really pushed, and there's been legislation to bring that back to school, because to your point, we just focus on the one thing. It's like, okay, if I know that I can afford this, then that's great. But really, if you really drill it down and you say sources and uses, right? It's like, how much money do I have coming in versus how much money do I have going out? And once you determine that, you have a better understanding of really where you are. And you know, it's always these old things of pay yourself first, right? I know everybody that's listening, I'm sure, has heard that. Pay yourself first. And now it's a lot easier to do that with respect to, you know, being able to automatically put money from your paycheck, whether it's a 401k or a savings account. But there's so many different things that I think are challenging to generations now that maybe that weren't before. And that is, you know, the ability to shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from your computer or from your phone. Seeing what is, you know, I'm going to date myself, but, you know, you had to wait once a week to watch Robin Leach on Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous to see what people were buying and what lavish things were available. You got that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in 5,000 different mediums and YouTube channels or TikTok or whatever the case may be. All that is there, and it's a psychological, emotional or type of trigger or mechanism that immediately make you want to go shop for that.
Well, you know,
and those are things that help us to overspend, even if we don't realize it sometimes.
And you alluded to instant gratification, and that's what it was for me. I don't want to save up money and put a bigger down payment on a car and have a lower note and pay less interest, or I don't want to save up and buy the car. I want the car right now. Can I afford this payment this month? And I know I am paying much more for the car than I should because of the interest over the years. And I know a lot of people can relate to this mentality.
Yeah, and look, you know, they can. And we all have different things that come up. Sometimes, and look, full disclosure, we paid off my wife's car in December. And in February, we started having major electrical issues, as with most cars are now electrical. And it got to a point where you say, okay, does it make sense for us to fix it, or do I need to go buy a new car? Well, ultimately, we elected to buy a new car for her. You know, she travels quite a bit, and I didn't want her on the road where it might leave her stranded. And so, you know, that's one aspect of, okay, you can justify that from the standpoint of, okay, well, yes, we need to take on a car note. But sometimes, and I've heard people tell me this all the time, well, I'm never going to be without a car note. I just include that in my family budget.
Right.
Okay, well, if you have that in your family budget and you're also saving and you've got your, you know, whether it depends upon who you read and who you subscribe to with respect to, do you need 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, whatever of a cushion in a savings account of cash, you know, all of those things, they all play a part in making sure that if you overspend sometimes, you're not overspending all the time, because it can create a lot of undue stress. It can create stress psychologically on the individual. We know from the divorce rate and the causes, I mean, I think a high percentage of divorces are based upon finances, and that's maybe not being on the same page with your partner or spouse in understanding the roles and responsibilities and communication of money. I mean, it can turn personal whether you want it to or not. You know, right. You start pointing the finger. So you got to be able to have a plan, whether that's, you know, utilizing these apps that are, I mean, there's a lot of great apps depending upon what you're trying to achieve. Or I think I've even mentioned this before, something as simplistic as the accountability of having to write it down, a spiral notebook. When you walk in at the end of the day and you have to write down what you spent and you hold each other accountable, it certainly makes you think, and it takes that dopamine, if you will, that chemical reaction within yourself of the excitement of buying something or having something. It makes you question that beforehand, because you say, well, do I really need that?
All right, so now that we kind of know what the problem is and that it is a reality, and it certainly is in my life, what advice do you have for people to be alert about the possibility of overspending?
Yeah, I think one of the things that you have to do, and you can do some reading online and think, what is your trigger that makes you overspend, right? What is that trigger? Is it because you don't want to miss out with things that are going on with all of your friends, and you know that they're going on a trip to the beach or wherever, and you don't want to see all their pictures on social media? And you're like, man, I missed out. So is it a fear of missing out thing? Is it a fact that you feel like you need to spend that to keep up with the group of people that you're hanging out with? You know, kind of a status type thing.
Right.
You know, what are those things that trigger you to do that? And then just recognize that and kind of own it. You know, hold yourself accountable. Those are some things that you really have to get, pardon the expression, you have to get real with yourself, and you have to recognize that, you know, there's always going to be something to buy. There's always going to be something that you want. That's never ending. That's in perpetuity. But it's how do you adjust that that emotional response to it, to where you recognize and you take more control of what you do.
You know, but maybe there's something else you can think about. So, I mean, if you want to take your family on a vacation or you need a vacation, go on vacation. But if you're going on vacation just because some of your close friends are going on vacation and you don't want to see their pictures without you being able to show them your pictures, the other thing that you might do is think about, okay, well, wait a minute. They're going to have bills to pay, and I'm not going to have bills to pay. So don't, you know, maybe that's a way to look at it. Like if your car is paid for, instead of going out and getting the new car, it's like, wait a minute, I don't have a car payment. And so that's a positive thing that maybe I can use as a positive reinforcement.
It is. There is something that is emotionally freeing by not having that debt, right? By being able, just as you said, it's like, great, I paid the car off. Now I have an extra $500, $600, $700 a month, whatever your car note was. And what do I do with that? Should I open up, a financial advisor might say, open up a mutual fund account or a Roth IRA and put $100 or $200 a month away. Put the other money maybe away in a separate savings account since your net car is now paid off. It typically takes people 4 to 5 years to pay off a car. Maybe you need to set up a little rainy day maintenance fund for your car.
Yeah.
Or start saving to go towards a down payment of a new one. Or, there's a lot of different things, but it is a kind of a freeing thing. And let's not miss one point. If you don't understand how to manage your money, let's say you make $35,000 or $45,000 a year. Okay. If you don't understand how to manage your money and make the right decisions with your money, it doesn't matter if you make $35,000 a year, $45,000 a year, or $145,000 a year. If you can't figure out how to manage that money, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to learn how to save all of a sudden when you make more money. You're just going to keep spending in the same way. The spending is going to be higher.
Paul,
the dollars spent is going to be higher.
Yeah. I mean, that's great advice. And I appreciate the conversation. Thank you for being part of SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. Paul Myers is market president for Metairie Bank on the North Shore. Paul, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Scoot. And just FYI, I'm in Mandeville and it's still not raining. We need it, but
wow.
I haven't seen it
yeah,
yet.
Well, it's somewhere on the north. You know, there are two North Shores, and I think we should distinguish. There should be North Shore West and North Shore East. North Shore East would be Slidell. North Shore West would be, Lacombe-on. Somebody called in or texted in and said it's raining on the North Shore. That might be Slidell.
Could be Hammond. You never know.
Could be Hammond. That's right.
Could
That's
be Washington
right.
Parish.
All right, Paul. Listen, thanks, and I hope you get some rain.
Thanks, Scoot.